Hello, everybody. Brian here yet again. Okay, let's hope that this works as usual. So what we're looking at right now is basically OANDA CFD Forex data. Everything's working. Awesome. Okay, so it's like a big, massive party. Let me just show you what's been going on concerning the Yahoo thing. Look at this. This is crazy. Today is the 15th of April. Okay, it's at 15:30, my time Eastern Standard. But look at these metrics now. Pretty crazy, man. Everything's just up major. S&P over 1%. Dow 0.9. NASDAQ 1.3, Russell up a little bit, crude oil a third of a percent. Gold is up 1.6, okay? And then silver's up 1.5. Pound against the USD is up. Bitcoin's up 2.87%, which I've shown earlier. The crypto is up by 1.45. FTSE's up and Nikkei's up. So everything's just pointing up. Very strong. Obviously, this vaccine rollout has a major impact. But the reason I do these sort of videos with the overall economy is just to see if there's a relationship between this and crypto, and there definitely is. But one thing that we need to factor in, that what drives crypto outside of catalysts, like let's say a Coinbase IPO, is the number of the interest in holding US dollar. So if US dollar goes up, what I've seen is that crypto does really well. It's namely, obviously, Bitcoin. If it drops, the US dollar, then crypto takes off. If everything else goes up, crypto suffers. So it is somewhat related around, if everything does well, screw crypto, it seems, with the major institutional investors and big whales and all that. So one thing I'm noticing is, you can see here, we have some currencies, Australia and British pound with longs, where the target price using harmonic scan is higher than the current price, which is good. You can see here, I go through each and every one of these. I know my, excuse me, my safe havens, which is usually what I've seen so far, the Scandinavian, sometimes the Eastern European. But look at some of these coins are just dropping. I cannot tell you the story here with the pound and the Australian just dropping like that. Same, I can see why the pound, the British pound, and the Swiss franc would drop. And here it's obviously stable, just due to the fact it's considered a safe haven. But there's a couple of ways we can gauge it. So a good one is, you can see here, one of our safe havens I would consider is the USD Denmark, the Scandinavian. But here's another one. Look at these big gold moves here. Yesterday, a big one. And this is gold in Canada, gold in Swiss franc, British pound. It's right across the board. Okay, that's for gold. Now look at silver. Silver's the same. It's like everything's up yesterday and moving up. But everything's counteracting against today's market performance. But one of the things I'm not seeing here as a top performer long-term is the U.S. markets. But if what I just showed you with the U.S. markets, you'd think that they should be in there, but I'm not. I can't really fully explain why they're not in there. But we'll continue on. But silver's up, as I said. One thing I will say, I'm not seeing as much holding in euro. Hong Kong seems to be doing okay as well. Some of the Asian, New Zealand, Singapore as well. Here's one I'm really watching is Hong Kong. The Hong Kong dollar seems to be strengthening. Let's see, the Singapore as well. Reason is because I think as the wealth shifts, this is all about hot capital flow. As the world wealth shifts from outside of Europe, outside of North America, and where else is going to go? It's going to go to Asia, namely Hong Kong and Singapore. as well as more money from Chinese mainland will move into Hong Kong as well. Now, one thing I've been watching today is who's buying the big multi 200 million plus properties in London, and it's coming out of Asia or it's coming out of places in Dubai. But there's definitely some strength now happening out of Australia, out of Asia. And the thing is, what I'm noticing, a lot more of these big listings for real estate are accepting Bitcoin and Ethereum. So that just goes to show you where the wealth is being created. It's being created, as I've shown in my previous video, it's being created in crypto. Everything else here is doing okay, but crypto, and I just showed you here with the largest, we got this global party happening. It's all good for the US markets, some of the major commodities, but when you look at the number one performance right now, it's gonna be either Bitcoin at 3.4% now, and the alternatives at 1.4%. So that's generally the trends that I'm seeing, just to highlight that. And more wealth is being created, and you can prove that by big real estate being offered that, and also accept crypto as a form of payment. So continuing along here, we're not seeing a lot of growth here in the, here we have the Euro British pound. It has been flat since last week or two. So, but the Euro Hong Kong, the Hong Kong dollar is just moving up steadily. Here, these are the safe havens I spoke of. Anything Swedish, it's being held. You can see it's dropping because the markets have been doing quite well. Then we get into the Turkish. They're struggling, but you know, there's no point in going on about that. But they're calling longs or shorts anyways if you're holding Euro to Turkish. Here's another exciting one that confirms my theory on Hong Kong. A slight long here for the Hong Kong 33. Taiwan is another area as well. Now here, pound against the Australian dollars is tanking. But here's what we need to watch is how is the yuan doing? Well, the USD Chinese yuan here is dropping and it's flattening, and it's China is just not bouncing back as you'd think. Now the big catalyst is what we had before are the treasuries for US for the US. We have 5 year long, another 5 year long, 10 year long. So that's just showing the US economy outlook. I'll just say the short term is strengthening and getting better. And we all know that's due to the rollout of these vaccines. USD CHF, Denmark, again, safety havens, not doing too good. Here's another leader. Look at this. This is really exciting as well. Industrial is underway for the price. This is what OPEC wants. They want that to move as well. The WTI is moving. Now, you will never see usually the agriculture to perform, but it's not doing bad. It's moving up a little bit. That's soybean in USD. Again, we have a long here in Hong Kong. So I'm just showing you there seems to be some strength developing in Hong Kong as well. Canadian is... both in CHF and Japanese yen seems to be dropping with those shorts. I could probably, with Britain, it's really hard to compare because it has dropped. We have shorts. It seems to be fairly stable for the last little bit. But here, this is one that just goes to show about Britain and US. It's a long for that one. But, New Zealand in franc, Singapore in franc, short and a long. But this is a key one here. It's very important. Copper. Now, I just read copper from Goldman Sachs. Again, I put that in my Telegram news channel. Look at that. That is the start of something. You combine that with oil, combine that with this is copper and US dollar. It's starting to move, and it's moving up pretty consistently. And that's going to show you that, yes, copper is on the move. That means companies are now ordering copper as an industrial metal, as a leading indicator of how the economy is moving. This is to confirm that. And as I was saying, Goldman Sachs was saying in an article I posted that they're saying copper is now going to be the new gold, which is true. Because look at this run up here. And this was on its way. But when the bad news of the virus came out, look what happened. Just drifted down. Now we're getting more firm news on the vaccines. It starts to strengthen again. So it's all about right now the virus. Now we're moving into the very good scores. I mean, Australia and the franc is fairly long, performing really good there, as you can see. Same with the Australian Canadian. Brent crude is moving up, no different than the WTI. Here's an interesting one, is this should be doing really well. USD Canada is an oil play. We're not seeing that. I just think the Canadian economy right now is fairly weak, as well as we got more gold in British pounds, gold in New Zealand, boom, boom. And now we're getting some silver in Australia, some strength there, some really good looking longs as well. So that's looking good. And then Australia, Canada is moving up. Everything's moving up. Australia's CHF or franc, lots of longs there. But something's going on with New Zealand, man. It's not doing so well, not what it was doing a few months ago. I don't know what to tell you there. Again, a very long here, but look at just the China market. It's just drifting down. I think that's just, who knows what it is. Is it bad news of the virus? This should be moving up. It may, but Hong Kong is definitely outperforming mainland China for right now. Euro, Australia, ooh, that's a big drop. Same with these, Euro, CHF. But from what I'm seeing, it's really too early to tell, but I'd probably start looking at, again, another call for Hong Kong, Hong Kong. As I said, we're seeing longs for Hong Kong markets, the Hong Kong 33. We're starting to see some strength with the Hong Kong dollar, but we're not seeing anything yet outside of US Treasury, but we're not seeing long calls for the US stock market. So what I've shown earlier might be just giving you a temporary raise saying, hey, look, that's just temporary. Those big moves that you're getting with the stock, with the US stock market, it's hard to tell you, but why am I seeing more longs for the Hong Kong 33, but not for the US? Here's another one. Taiwan's moving up a little bit. So there's quite a few longs there. I've got one, two out of four. And we got here UK, the 10-year, it's sort of moving okay. So here's our first index, is the Russell 2000. It's got a long. Let me just verify there's nothing else in there that I'm missing. Because if you start to see the Russell ahead of the bigger US indices, that tells you maybe the smaller micro caps will start to outperform the bigger over the next day or so, a couple of days, but it's really nothing to get flustered about. Again, here we got USD 30-year, three longs, but look at this, moved up, came back down, so erases that gain. Saudi, not much. 2-year, more longs. 5-year, more longs. Short here on the USD Canada, nothing to brag about. But here, we got a couple of shorts now on Singapore, 1 out of 3. So that's not good for Singapore, but I'm starting to see some decent outlook for Hong Kong. Brent crude, another long, a little long for the natural gas, corn, shorts. Here's another long for the pound in the Hong Kong dollar. Okay, still looking. Okay, so we have now a second call long for copper. That's good. And then we come up to a couple more platinum. Let's see here. Platinum, short, long, long. So that's like a big party. So I don't know what to tell you there. No comments, questions, but we'll leave it at that. Thanks for the likes. Thanks for watching. Have yourselves a good day.